Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Anthony Albanese says Australia will not increase defence spending next April as part of the National Defence Strategy after calls from the US to increase the defence budget. This comes as Foreign Minister Penny Wong heads to the United States for high-level discussions with counterpart Marco Rubio ahead of a meeting of Quad leaders. The US has been calling for Australia to lift its defence spending to 3.5% of GDP. The Trump administration also announced this month that it would take a 30-day review of the AUKUS agreement, which will see Australia purchase US nuclear submarines. Mr. Albanese says the government is engaging with the US on the matter.
At every opportunity, Australia raises our points that we have. And AUKUS benefits three countries, Australia, the UK and the US, but it does something more than that as well. It benefits the world because it makes our region and the world more secure.
Penny Wong is also expected to discuss tariffs during her visit to the US. From July 1, Australians will have greater access to paid parental leave. The minimum wage will go up and millions will see an increase in their Centrelink payments. Australia's lowest paid workers will receive a pay increase, with the national minimum wage increasing by 3.5%. Millions will also see an increase to Centrelink payments, with a 2.4% increase to help ease the rising cost of living. Australian families will benefit from a more generous paid parental leave scheme, with the amount of government-funded leave increasing from 20 to 22 weeks. Speaking on Nine's Today show, Finance Minister Katie Gallagher says the expected changes will ease pressure on Australians.
Not pretending that people aren't still continuing to do it pretty tough, which is why there's a whole range of support that comes in on the 1st of July. So it is about increasing the minimum wage and increasing super. But there's also increases in payments that come from the government. There's increase in PPL and we're paying super on PPL. There's a whole range of areas where we're providing additional assistance. The energy bill rebates come in.
Authorities across multiple European countries are urging people to take shelter as wildfires and a heatwave hit the region. Fires broke out in France and Turkey over the weekend, with this summer's first major heatwave in Europe, leaving others on high alert. Ambulance are standing by tourist sites as experts warn that such heatwaves, intensified by climate change, will only get worse. Attending the UN Development Summit in Spain, Nabih Kazi says it's very clear that climate action is needed.
The heat is incredible, no doubt about it, and we're navigating it. We've been in a lot of indoor spaces, and you know, it's unfortunate that climate change is what it is. I don't think they anticipated it to be this hot this year, but we're here for an important mission, which is about how do we ensure that we are supporting countries that are also affected by climate change.
Nurses in Queensland are threatening industrial action after the state nurses' union issued a pay deal ultimatum to the state government. The Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union is calling for a 13% pay rise over 3 years, while the state government is offering an 8% rise. While voting to take protected strike action earlier in June, Queensland nurses have not walked off the job since 2022. Union Secretary Sarah Beaman says the state health minister has until Tuesday to agree to the union's terms, or they will escalate to stage two protected industrial action in early July. And in sport, Aldrich Potgieter has ended the protracted Rocket Classic, making an 18-foot birdie putt on the fifth playoff hole to outlast Max Graceman for his first PGA Tour title. He celebrated on Sunday by embracing his caddy and shaking hands with Graceman and his caddy before giving his father Heinrich a hug. The 20-year-old Potgieter is the youngest player on the tour and its biggest hitter, averaging 326-plus yards off the tee. And that was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.